Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street, back in my favorite place, Gary's Wine and Marketplace in Wayne, New Jersey. Gary's here. Happy belated birthday.
Why, thank you very much.
A day late, but we're celebrating nevertheless. Scott Sullivan here with us as well, our wine connoisseur du jour.
Great to be here.
I mess up your title every single time.
It's okay.
So we just had this conversation about Sauvignon Blanc Day, and I feel like it's one of those things that people are just making it up as they go now, because we're not exactly sure when Sauvignon Blanc Day really is.
Yeah, so there's International Sauvignon Blanc Day. Last year it was April 24th. This year it's May 6th. So
maybe they thought April 24th it was too cold for Sauvignon Blanc. People weren't thinking about
it. It's entirely possible.
And May, they hope it's warmer.
Or May 6th is closer to Mother's Day?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mothers
Either
drink
way,
Sauvignon Blanc?
I think every day should be Sauvignon Blanc Day.
Okay.
I kind of do.
I think every day should be Wine Day.
Okay, that's mine too. All right, so let's talk about this Sauvignon Blanc grape here, because what you guys did, which is really awesome, you pulled three from three different places, so presumably they're all going to taste different.
I would hope so. We have a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, our Sauvignon Blanc. We have a Sancerre, Cote Blanche.
Which is the French version of, which is...
Sancerre is 100% Sauvignon Blanc.
So it's the fancy French word for Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's the area... And by law, the areas, we got to keep the French honest.
Right, okay,
so,
okay, okay.
So France is by area.
Right.
So the area is Sancerre, the village of Sancerre.
Is a place.
Is a place. And if you go to that place and order white wine, it's Sauvignon Blanc.
Fair enough. That's a good description of it, actually.
And then we have Round Pond.
Which is a fan favorite.
Fan favorite.
From
Napa. Napa, Rutherford, not Rutherford, New Jersey. I always have to make that clear. It's not Rutherford, New Jersey. It's Rutherford, the heart of Napa Valley.
If only they grew wine in Rutherford, New Jersey. I actually think Rutherford's dry, believe it or not, for anybody who happens to go there. Okay, so.
Three different styles, you know, and let's walk through them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So New Zealand really, could we say this is sort of the... This is the like their bread and butter?
This is becoming like New Zealand is becoming the quintessential Sauvignon
Right, that's
Blanc.
What I'm saying. Like why? How did that happen?
It's when Cloudy Bay came out with Sauvignon Blanc, that was the first one to come into the US and they just came off the market big with that typical like grapefruit, lime zest,
totally
grassy notes. And so what's interesting about New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is there's this overarching governing body that tastes the Sauvignon Blancs before they get exported out of Marlborough.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So and then what happens is they all have that similar characteristics to it. So it's you know you're always going to get that.
Is that on purpose?
I think it's just what they're trying to build as the New Zealand style of Sauvignon Blanc.
Grassy.
Right, they're definitely a little more grassy, a little more herbaceous. But I'll take it one step further and think about New Zealand. It's a big old island.
Sure is.
A lot of fish, a lot of seafood, a lot of shellfish.
Absolutely.
Sauvignon Blanc is great. So I'm a believer in food and wine.
I
think that I've never been in New Zealand. We should do a road trip maybe tomorrow morning.
I'm thinking,
you know,
that's cool.
Quick flight.
I'll be there.
But I love our Sauvignon Blanc. It's one of my favorites. It is that New Zealand, a little bit more herbaceous, flat, grassy style.
Exactly.
Got that, like...
Good acidity. Mm-hmm. It keeps your mouth watering.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's going to really pair well with, like, some, like, flaky fish or even, like, scallops. I always love Sauvignon Blanc with scallops.
Screw Top is always my fan favorite, too, in my home, because that means I could revisit it at a later date.
And you don't have to waste 8 precious seconds... Pulling the cork out.
Exactly, or the Corvin gas gets very expensive, so.
Well, I personally would not use Corvin on a $20 wine. I would drink the bottle before.
Okay, so this is Sancerre, the place, not the grape.
Right.
The grape is Sauvignon Blanc, Sancerre is the place.
Okay, and what is Sancerre? Where is it?
Yeah.
In the Loire.
In the Loire Valley of France.
Along river.
Okay, by water again.
Seafood.
Seafood. Here we go again. There's a theme.
There's a theme. There's something fishy here.
But I'm pumped. This is less grassy.
Less grassy, maybe a little bit more like a melon characteristic.
Okay. Yep. A little more.
What I always find with Sancerre's compared to New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is you always get a little bit more of a minerality.
Minerality.
I was going to say minerality.
I'm definitely getting more mineral. Not as much fruit.
Mm-mm.
I'm getting a little bit more mid-palate. I'm not sure I like that word. because it gets confusing. Yeah. Where is the mid palate? Right. But it's more of a flavor that goes start to finish.
Yeah, I get that. Like on your tongue, you're talking
right.
about. Yeah.
And it lasts, mm-hmm. and it's got nice fruit. I got to tell you, it's.
That's a nice very good little bottle of wine. You could see how that would work great with food.
Yeah, Domaine de Cote Blanche, it's $17.99, and it's a great price for Sancerre. It's wonderful.
That's the thing with these wines, too. For the most part, you don't need to spend more than $20.
Whoops.
Except for that. Okay, but it's in the $20 range.
Sauvignon Blanc. There are a lot of great Napa producers. A lot of them are my friends that are doing some really special Sauvignon Blancs in the $25 to $45 range.
Are they really?
For our sales, over $20 sales start to go down dramatically. And I just don't think the consumer is there yet for that $35 Sauvignon Blanc.
But why?
Why are they not there? Or
no, why that much? Why is it costing them that much?
The cost of the fruit.
Just the cost of the fruit.
Yeah. I mean, and some are doing a little barrel fermentation, which costs more money.
And smaller, and probably smaller, vintages and all that kind of. I get it.
Now, this
Round Pond.
Round Pond, great producer. They own all their vineyards.
So, yeah, I could drink this all day long.
This is delicious.
So this is like, it's a little, dare I say, sweeter.
I haven't tasted, but I'm getting more melon in the nose.
Definitely more tropical fruit.
Yes.
I get a little bit more like underripe pineapple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just really stands out. It's nice. It's vibrant. It's fresh. It's really
vibrant.
Yeah.
Fresher. So
yes.
Less minerality.
Definitely.
And more sweetness. So
less grassiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Definitely less grassiness. You still got that grapefruit component to it, but it's not as prominent as what you were tasting with, let's say, the Ara Pathway Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, like the nose isn't as big, like it's not as bold.
And you're not getting that minerality of the Sancerre, right? So you're getting brighter fruit, and on my tongue, on my mouth, it's a little bit of fruit, a little sweetness, but not sugar sweetness, just that lively, like fresh fruit sweet.
That's what I meant by sweet. Now, see, to me, and you can tell me I'm crazy, the Round Pond, I could drink by itself. The other two call for food to me, a little bit more so.
It's a great point.
You can tell me I'm wrong.
No, that's that fruit.
It's the fruit, right?
You get a little bit more sweetness,
like,
a little more ripe fruit flavor.
I'm so sitting by the pool drinking this wine.
And you can definitely drink this without food. I also think it will handle a little bit heavier dishes. Maybe that scallops with a more of a cream sauce.
Absolutely.
Something that gets you a little bit more richness in food flavors.
Especially with Sauvignon Blancs are natural pairings with goat cheese.
Good point.
They pair very well with goat cheese. So that creaminess and the acidity kind of balance each other out.
So would we do a salad, goat cheese, and maybe some fruit, like grapefruit?
Like a spinach salad? We're cooking here, too.
I know.
You get everything that you need at Harry's.
It's all about food and drink.
Grab a baguette.
But I have to tell you, these three are a perfect example of how different each is. So, right? Basically, so if you're looking for that grassy, go New Zealand. If you're looking for the more minerality, go to France.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right? And then would you say that this is typical of a Napa Sauvignon Blanc?
Very typical to me of a Napa Sauvignon Blanc. You lose some of that minerality, lose some of that herbaciousness.
But the tropical fruit flavors.
But you get the tropical fruit flavors.
It was awesome.
It's great Sauvignon Blanc.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And we cooked. We made salads. I mean,
I know.
This is fantastic.
We're going to eat. Sit outside.
Sit outside.